May 9, 1924. The chastisements will purify the earth so that the divine will may reign. However, many times Jesus is appeased in seeing his divine will within a creature upon earth. Even more, he lives hidden in her as within another humanity of his. I spend my days in the most profound bitterness and in deep silence on the part of Jesus, and with almost total privation of his adorable presence. These are unspeakable pains that I am suffering, and I believe that it is better to keep them in silence so as not to embitter my harsh martyrdom even more. So, after much hardship, this morning Blessed Jesus made himself seen in my interior, filling me completely with himself. And I, surprised by his unexpected presence, wanted to lament to Jesus about his privation, but he did not give me the time to do it, and all afflicted told me, "My daughter, how embittered I feel. Creatures put in me 3 nails, not to my hands, but to my heart and breast, which give me pains of death. They are preparing 3 conspiracies, one uglier than the other, and in these conspiracies they are taking aim at my church. In his evil, man does not want to surrender. On the contrary, he wants to hurl himself even more along his race." And as he was saying this, he showed secret meetings, in which some were plotting how to assail the church, some, how to cause new wars, and some, new revolutions. How many horrifying evils could be seen. And my sweet Jesus continued, "My daughter, is it not right that my justice take arms against man to strike him and to almost destroy the many lives which dirty the earth, and that it make disappear entire regions together with them, so that the earth may be purified by so many pestiferous lives and by so many incarnate devils which, disguised under a thin veil of apparent good, are plotting ruins for the church and for society? Do you think that my absence from you is something trivial? No. No. On the contrary, the longer is my absence from you, the graver will be the chastisements. And then, remember how many things I have told you about my will. So, the evils, the destructions, will serve to fulfill what I have told you, that my will may come to reign upon earth. But it wants to find it purified, and in order to purify it, destructions are needed. Therefore, patience, my daughter, and never leave my will, because everything that happens within you will serve the work, that my will may have its dominion and may come triumphantly to reign in the midst of man." At these words of Jesus, I remained resigned, yes, but highly afflicted. The thought of the great evils of the world and his privation are like a double-edged knife, which kills me and, to my greater torment, does not make me die. Then, the following morning my sweet Jesus made himself seen in my interior, as though confined within me, and told me, "My daughter, I am posted within you, and from your interior I look at what the world is doing. In you I find the air of my will, and I feel I can be there with the decorum which befits my person. It is true that my will is everywhere, but, oh, how different it is to find it as life of the creature and the creature living in it. In the midst of creatures, in the other places, my will finds itself isolated, offended, unable to carry out the goods it contains and to form a life all from itself and for itself. On the other hand, wherever it finds a creature who is willing to have no other life but my will, it finds company, it is loved, it carries out the goods it contains and enjoys placing them in common with the soul in order to form a life from itself and for itself. And in finding my own things in the soul, that is, my sanctity, my light, and my very will acting in her, I find myself with honors and decorum, just as I was in my humanity when I lived on earth, in which my divinity, living in it, was as though posted and covered with the garment of my humanity. In the same way, I cover myself with the garment of the soul who does my will. I live hidden within her as in my own center, and from within her I look at the evils of creatures, and I cry and pray for them. And in seeing that one of their stock possesses my will, also on earth, how many evils and chastisements do I not spare out of regard for her? how many times I am in the act of destroying them and of making an end with them, because of the great evils they commit. But by just looking at you, and seeing in you my will and its fortress, I post myself again and I refrain. Therefore, my daughter, patience, and let my will always have complete life in you.